Welcome to AI Today, where we will provide you with a summary of five interesting articles every day. Today is Thursday, February 18th, and on this day back in 1930, Pluto was first spotted as a planet. Unfortunately, back in 2006, Pluto was stripped of its planetary status, and now it's just a dwarf planet. Once again, the first article for today is from Forbes, and the story is titled How AI Affects Employment. Here's the quick summary for you. Given the fact that most thought work is now done with computers, thought work is more straightforward for computers to automate than physical work. No doubt, AI, even for thought work, will create discomfort for many people. However, in thought work, AI can really help reduce the mundane and elevate the action. For this reason, I focus on investing in the acceleration and augmentation of thought work. VisiCalc and the last 40 years of thought work tells us that AI also need not be a negative for employment. Our next story is from TechCrunch. I just love to crunch tech all day long, and I hope you do as well. The article is Google has a new responsible AI lead. Google's unofficial motto is don't be evil, and hopefully they will keep that up with AI. And now the summary for you. Google has appointed Dr. Marion Croke to lead its responsible artificial intelligence division within Google Research. Bloomberg reported earlier today, in a Google blog post and video confirming the news, Croke said, this field, the field of responsible AI and ethics, is new. This all comes after the departure of Dr. Timnit Gebru, the former co-lead of Google's ethical AI team, as well as the corporate lockout of researcher Margaret Mitchell, founder of Google's ethical AI team. In January, Google revoked corporate access from AI ethicist Margaret Mitchell for reportedly using automated scripts to find examples of mistreatment of Gebru. According to Axios, Gebru says she was fired from Google while Google has maintained that she resigned. Does this sound like Google is being evil denying that she was fired? Now on to our third article, which is from the Harvard Business Review. Good stuff out of there for sure. The article is titled, Is China Emerging as the Global Leader in AI? This is important to look at since China is a dominant force in the world. Here's my quick take of the story. China is quickly closing the once formidable lead the U.S. maintained on AI research. 20 years ago, there was a huge gulf between China and the United States on AI research. From a research perspective, China has become a world leader in AI publications and patents. As of March 2019, the number of Chinese AI firms has reached 1,189. Second only to the U.S., which has more than 2,000 active AI firms. Currently, everyone is proud of publishing AI research results. One manager of NISE Intelligent Technology, a startup specializing in AI algorithms and AI chips, told us. Our fourth story for today is from Quant Magazine, entitled Artificial Neural Nets Finally Yield Clues to How Brains Learn. Interesting to AI to figure out more about people and not think for us instead. Here's the quick take from the article. Any biologically plausible learning rule also needs to abide by the limitation that neurons can access information only from neighboring neurons. Backprop may require information from more remote neurons. So if you take backprop to the letter, it seems impossible for brains to compute, said Bengio. The forward weights slowly align themselves with the randomly selected backward weights to eventually yield the correct answers, giving the algorithm its name, feedback alignment. However, for every backward pass that a traditional backprop algorithm makes in a deep neural network, a predictive coding network has to iterate multiple times. That may or may not result in a spike or action potential going out on the neuron's axon to the dendrites of postsynaptic neurons. And our final article for today is once again from Forbes. Forbes at the beginning and Forbes at the end. The article is titled The AI-Powered Enterprise is a Good Book on Management in the Digital Age, masquerading as a book on artificial intelligence. This really isn't an article review, but a quick book review. I'm advancing my skills, for sure. So here goes it. I've always been amused by the phrase big data. There's an old aphorism that data expands to meet available storage. They aren't limited to AI, as I've seen this discussion happen for the decades I've been in the industry. The amount of data business is now collecting means that AI can be applied to better understanding the customer experience. In support of the original statement that this is more of a general management book than an AI one, I point to Chapter 7 on customer service. The book uses artificial intelligence as a tool to describe those things, and it shows how AI can help throughout the business environment. But don't think of this as an AI book. It's a management book. So that's it for today. Have a good one for sure.